这次有机会主能够把我从东岸带到西岸。
I thank the Lord for the opportunity to have him bring me from the East Coast to the West Coast.
我想这是主给我很大的恩典。
I believe this is a great grace that the Lord has given me.
我已经有十年没有坐飞机出远门。
And it's been 10 years since I've been on a plane.
所以这是靠着主的恩典，我能够有机会来到这里。
And so it's by God's grace that I am here today.
能够与这里的弟兄姊妹，我们彼此相会。
To meet with brothers and sisters here.
能够在这里彼此有一点分享，有点交通。
And to have some mutual fellowship.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
虽然我们相距很远。
Although we meet far apart.
一个是在东岸，一个在西岸。
On the east coast, one is on the west coast.
但是我总是觉得我们这两个教会，肉身上分离得很远。
But I've always felt that although physically we're far apart,
但是我们灵里面我总是觉得非常的 close.
But in spirit, I feel that we are always very close.
为什么呢？
Why?
我想有几个原因。
A few reasons.
第一个原因，我知道我们有几家New Jersey教会的弟兄姊妹在这里聚会。
And first is because there are a few families from New Jersey that meet here.
像我们的陆永强夫妇。
Our brother Lou, family.
像我们马兆峰夫妇。
Our brother Ma and his family.
曾维弟夫妇。
Brother Chang and his family.
还有我们亲爱的弟兄全敏兴和周群芳姊妹。
And our dear brother Alex and sister
都在这个教会里面。
Are all here at this church.
第二个原因，因为你们中间你们的圣弟兄差不多了每年都会到东岸，在我们的退休会在那里领会。
And number two, our brother's son will go maybe once a year to Morristown to lead some meetings.
每次来都带来很丰盛的属灵的供应。
And every time he brings abundant spiritual provision.
我们东岸的弟兄姊妹在属灵上很受益。
And so our East Coast brothers and sisters benefit greatly.
我想第三个原因。
Third reason.
我觉得我们两地的教会。
As the two churches.
我们都有同样的一个意向。
We have the same vision.
并且我们有同样的一个目标，一个 goal.
We have the same purpose and goal.
就是建造合乎神心意的那个教会。
That is to establish a church that is in God's will.
愿这个教会让基督和神在这里得到荣耀。
So that the church can cause Christ.
我们能够成为他荣耀的见证。
To gain glory, to be His glorious testimony.
成为一个圣洁的教会。
To be a holy church.
我想这是我们共同的意向，共同的目标。
And this is our mutual goal and purpose.
虽然我们离开我们主的要求还有相当大的一个距离。
And although we are still far from the Lord's requirements,
但是感谢主，我们已经有了这个目标。
We thank the Lord we have this goal.
我们可以努力面前，向着这个标杆执行。
And we can run towards this goal.
我们深深相信，我们奔跑不是没有定向的。
And we firmly believe that we have a direction in our race.
我们打拳也不是打空气。
And when we fight, we are not fighting air.
我们的主看我们有这个心愿，他就会带领我们。
Our Lord sees our desire and He will lead us.
所以你就看见我们两教会特别是前几天我接到一个弟兄的电话，我们在电话里有些交通。
A few days ago, I received a phone call from a brother.
这个弟兄现在在北加州。
This brother now is in North California.
他以前是在我们教会，也是一个负责弟兄。
Originally, he was a responsible brother at our church.
后来他因为这工作的调动，他就到了北加州，就是今天王国贤的那个教会。
And later, because of work, he moved to California at the church of Brother Wang.
他就打电话给我。就提到西雅图的教会。
So he called me and mentioned the church in Seattle.
他说西雅图的教会一些弟兄为了工作的调动调到北加州，几乎都是在我们教会聚会的。
And he said many brothers because of work have moved to our church in North California.
他就他的意思就是说这里的弟兄到了加州北加州就是到他们的教会里面。
And his idea was that these brothers have moved to his church in North California.
我们知道王国贤的教会是一个很单纯、很谨慎的一个教会。
And we know the church there is a very simple and very conservative church.
我以前听他们说，他们就在 Bobbing 的时候，连 钢琴都没有的，琴都没有的。
And in the past, I heard that during breaking of bread, they don't even have a piano.
听说现在他们有了钢琴了。
And I think now they have a piano.
不管怎样，这个教会是非常的单纯、纯洁的一个教会。
But regardless, it's a very pure church.
我想北加州有很多的教会，五花八门的教会。
And I think there are a multitude of churches in Northern California.
但为什么这里的弟兄一离开到了那里，就到这样一种教会去呢？
And why do the brothers go to that church when they move there?
说明这些弟兄在这里出去的弟兄，他们有异象，他们有看见，他们有启示。
It speaks of the brothers who leave here have a vision and have a revelation.
他们知道什么叫教会，什么叫教会的见证。
They know what is church and what is the church's testimony.
所以感谢神，你就看见这是为什么我们肉身上分离得很远，但是我们灵里面都非常的 close。
And so we thank the Lord, although we are physically far apart, we are very close in spirit.
这次我有机会来到你们中间，能够见到你们这些弟兄姊妹，我里面很喜乐。
I'm very joyful to have this opportunity to come and meet brothers and sisters.
我再说这是神的恩典。
And I say again, this is the God's, Lord's grace.
一面我也感谢你们弟兄姊妹、圣弟兄的邀请。
And also thank Brother Sun for his invitation.
我也特别感谢我们教会有 一对夫妇陈本景和明娥，他们陪我来。
And also thank brother and sister from my church. They have accompanied me here.
因为他们知道我十年没有出门了，
and they know,
出远门了。
Because I haven't left home for 10 years.
他怕我不要丢掉了。
So they're afraid that I would get lost.
怕我到不了这个西雅图教会。
And afraid that I wouldn't reach that Seattle
church. 所以他们带我一起来。
And so they brought me here.
因为我们知道我们这位弟兄陈本景弟兄，他也是我们，因为我们正在也在建堂的过程中。
Because our brother Chen, we are currently.
他是我们教会主要这个建堂，这个主要的小组的成员之一。
Building our church building, he is one of the core members.
所以他也趁这个机会能够来这里观摩观摩，在这里取一点经。
And so he's here also to look around and maybe see some gains.
我们刚刚来的一天，我们就在这里都看过了。
And so we've toured the church.
所以感谢神，我更要谢谢当然我们的亲爱的邱敏欣和群芳这家这个热情的招待我。
Also thank the Lord for hospitality of the Chews.
这个一味的款待。
Very warm hospitality.
不是一味了，这个很丰富的。这个招待我。
Abundant hospitality.
感谢主，今天有机会能够在这里与弟兄姊妹一起分享交通。
I thank the Lord for the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
正如保罗写罗马书第一章，他所说的，因着我的信心和这里弟兄姊妹的信心，我们可以彼此得到安慰，写作这些话的安慰、的勉励、的鼓舞。
Like Paul says in Romans 1, we can mutually receive encouragement and support through our fellowship.
愿神祝福这三天的聚会。
May the Lord bless these 3 days of meetings.
好，我想这次来我同弟兄们的交通的题目就是末世必有危险的日子来到。弟兄姊妹不要漏掉那个必有，我刚刚看你们bulletin上面登了，没有这个必有两个字，这个非常重要。
And so the topic of this message is there will be, and this is very important, that there will be.
不是有危险的日子。
There will be,
必定有的。
There
一定会来到的。
Definitely will be dangerous days in the end times.
我想这是我这次来的负担。
And this is my burden.
我们先来看几处圣经。
We'll read some scriptures first.
我们看路加福音第十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
我是有请这个Daniel给我们念好了，我们用英文念好了。第十七章二十二节，我们念到第二十九节，二十二到二十九节。
Luke 17, verses 22 through 29.Then he said to his disciples, The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. Men will tell you, There he is, or here he is. Do not go running off after them. For the Son of Man in his days will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all.
好，我们来看启示录。
Revelations
十七章
17。
十七章，我们来看第七节。我们看到第十一节，七到十一。
Revelation 17, verses 7 to 11.
我来念好了，弟兄姊妹听听。天使对我说：“你为什么稀奇呢？我要将这女人和肚子她的那七头、十脚、兽的奥秘告诉你。这是一个 mystery， 这个 mystery 是关于七头、十脚，特别是这里指出那个兽的那个奥秘告诉你。”第八节，你所看见的兽，先前有，如今没有，将要从无底坑里上来，那一个兽，这是指着那一个兽，又要归于纯嫩。凡住在地上名字从创世以来没有记在生命册上的，见先前有，如今没有，以后再有的兽，就必吸取。第九节，智慧的心在此可以思想。那七头，这里解释了什么叫七个头。七头就是女人所坐的七座山，又是七位王啊。这个七个头啊，就是指着七个王。五个五位已经倾倒了，一位还在。因为还没有来到，他来的时候必须展示存留。第十一节，那先前有如今没有的兽，就是第八位，就是第八位。我们注意，特别注意这第八位，他也和那七位，就是第七位同列的，并且归于存人。好，我们看看这个第八位这个兽到底是谁。
We want to look at who this eighth beast is.
以前有的。
Who once was.
现在没有。
Now is not.
以后还要再有。
And yet will come. This is the eighth.
这个第八位是谁？我们看耶利米书。
Please turn to Jeremiah.
我们看五十章。
50。
我们特别注意这个兽就是第八位。这个兽就是敌基督啊，就是启示录十三章的那个六六六。
This beast is the Antichrist and is the 666 mentioned in Revelation 13.
好，我们看耶利米书第五十章。
Jeremiah 50.
我们看十七节。
Verse 17.
我们翻到了耶利米书第五十章第十七节。
Jeremiah 50, verse 17.
以色列是打散的羊，是被狮子赶出的。首先是亚述王，第一个是亚述王，将他吞灭。将这个以色列吞灭，我们都知道，这个以色列国第一个就是北国遭毁灭的，被毁灭的，那就是亚述。
We know that Assyria was the first nation to conquer Israel.
这是首先是亚述王将他吞灭。
So first was the king of Assyria that devoured them.
幕后呢？是巴比伦王，巴比伦王尼布加尼撒。将他的骨头折断。
That is King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon will crush his bones.
弟兄姊妹，你读到这一节，你觉得很奇怪吧
？Brothers and sisters, you think this verse is strange?
怎么是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒是幕后把以色列把他骨头 这段的呢
？Why is Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the one to crush?
我们知道巴比伦，你不加尼撒，应该来说是在亚述王后面的，应该是第二位的王。他下面还有我们知道马代布斯，还有希腊，还有罗马才是幕后的，对不对？他怎么在这里讲到幕后的是巴比伦王，你不加尼撒呢？
And so why does it say Nebuchadnezzar is the last king when we know that the Medo-Persians and the Greeks and the Romans were after Babylon?
我们就看到这里就给我们看到第八位是谁。
And so here we see who the eighth one is.
这第八位是过去有的，那就是巴比伦王，你不讲你傻。
The eighth one is what was in the past is Nebuchadnezzar.
现在没有，就是在约翰写启示录的时候没有。
And so when John was writing Revelation, he was not there.
但是将来还会有的。
But he will still come.
那就是那个兽，就是第八位。
And that is the beast, the eighth one.
我们看到这就是第基督。
And this is the Antichrist.
很多人有说这个第八位，是过去的尼罗王，他要复活，他是第基督。
And many people say that this eighth one is King Nero who will come back out.
有人说这是犹大把主耶稣卖掉的，他要从死里复活。他是第基督。
And some say this is Judas who betrayed Jesus. He will come and become.
我想有很多的说法。
And there are many sayings.
但是这里圣经很清楚给我们看见，这个幕后的第八位，那就是第基督那个兽，他就是巴比伦尼布加尼撒王。
But the Bible clearly tells us here that the eighth one, the beast, is the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar.
是不是说尼布加尼撒也要从死里复活，他成为第基督呢？
Is that to say he will resurrect from the dead and become Antichrist?
我想不是这个意思。
I think not.
我想第基督是完全靠北那个尼布加尼撒王一样的。
And I think the Antichrist will imitate Nebuchadnezzar.
我们看见尼布加尼撒他造了一个像，对不对？叫人家来跪拜。
Nebuchadnezzar built his golden image for people to bow.
将来第基督我们看见在殿里面也要放一个像，要叫这些以色列人来跪拜。
And we will see the Antichrist raise an image in the temple for the Israelites.
我想巴比伦是一个彻底把犹大全部毁灭，把圣殿全部毁灭的一个王。
The king of Babylon completely destroyed Israel.
我想第基督来，我们要看到最后以色列还要受到一次的很大的 Holocaust 那个浩劫。
And so when the Antichrist comes, we will see a second Holocaust.
这是第基督对付以色列的。
This is the Antichrist dealing with Israel.
所以很多地方很像尼布加尼撒巴比伦王。
And so many parts are like King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon.
所以这里很清楚给我们看见那一个第八位那个幕后的一个王，第八位王那个兽，那就是第基督。
And so here we clearly see that the eighth one, the beast, is the Antichrist.
我想我们等一会我们再有交通。
And we will return to this later.
好，我们最后我们看提摩太后书。
And lastly, we will turn to 2 Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书，我们看第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们来看第五节。
Verse 5.
第五节，想到你心里无畏之信，这是保罗写信给提摩太讲到，这个你就是提着提摩太来讲的。想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母鲁邑和你的母亲有你己心里的，我深信也在你的心里。为此我提醒你，使你将神视作我安守所给你的恩赐，在罗活眺望起来，因为神给我们不是一个胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。你不要以给我们的主做见证为羞耻，也不要以我作为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。好，我想最后我们就看提摩太后书第三章。
Next, 2 Timothy chapter 3.
从第一节我们念到第五节，还是请 请 Daniel 给我们念好。第三章第一节到第五节。
Chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们等候你。
Lord, we wait upon you.
我们的心等候你。
Our heart waits before you.
仰望你的话。
And we look for your word.
主，求你向我们说话。
Lord, please speak to us.
你是说话的主。
Because you are the God that speaks.
在这个末后的一个时代，我们更需要你的话。
In these end times, we need your word more.
主，你今天晚上就在我们的中间。
And Lord, you are here with us tonight.
主啊，你既然为我们预备了这三天的聚会。
Lord, since you have prepared these meetings for us.
你要供应我们。
You will provide us.
你要与我们同在。
And you will be with us.
你要赐福给我们。
You will bless us.
你要怜悯我们。
And you will have mercy on
us. 你要施恩给我们。
And you will give us grace.
你的脸要光照我们。
And your face will shine on us.
主用你的话来造就、提醒、勉励我们。
Lord, may your word build us up and encourage us.
我们知道我们都处在这个幕后的一个将要快要结束的一个时代。
And we know that we live in this end times that is almost over.
主是何等危险的一个时代。
Lord, it is a dangerous time.
我们实在是需要你的话来喂养我们。
And we need your word to nourish us.
按时来分粮给我们。
And to give us provision in need.
主，我们在这里仰望你。
And Lord, we look to you.
我们歌唱的、跳舞的，都要说我们的前缘都在你的里面。
And those who sing and dance, we will say that we are in you.
主，我们离了你，我们什么都不能做。
Because aside from you, we can do nothing.
把你无用的仆人，把我们的翻译弟兄，我们都带到恩主跟前。
Lord, we bring our worthless servants before you.
主，按着你丰盛的荣耀，使着你的灵，叫我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
Lord, may your abundant glory allow us to be strengthened.
主，神的国不在乎言语。
Lord, your kingdom is not of words.
在乎你的全能。
But of your power.
给你仆人有全能有力量。
And give your servant power and strength.
主，我们仰望你。
We look to you, Lord.
给我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹，我们有个谦卑的灵。
May our brothers and sisters here have a humble spirit.
能够来领受你所栽种的道。
To receive your word.
就是你活泼的道。
And to receive your lively word.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
我们知道你的灵在哪里，你乃是那灵，你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
And we know that you are spirit, and where the spirit is, there is freedom.
相信你的灵在我们中间自由的运行。
We believe your spirit is freely moving among us.
释放我们。
Set us free.
释放我们的灵。
Set our spirits free.
释放你仆人的灵。
Set your servant's spirit.
释放翻译的灵。
Set the translator's
spirit. 让我们灵里和灵里，深渊和深渊都能够响应。
So that we can respond to you in spirit.
主，让你得着荣耀。
Lord, may you receive glory.
让我们能够蒙福。
So that we may be blessed.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
这样祷告祈求仰望。
We pray
耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我们一起来交通，末世必有危险的日子来到。
So today we will share on that, there will be dangerous days, in the end times.
我们知道保罗写这封书信给提摩太，他已经关在监狱里面。
And we know Paul was in prison when he wrote to Timothy.
他知道他快要殉道。
And he knew that he was about to be martyred.
所以他写了这封书信，给提摩太。
So he wrote this epistle to Timothy.
我们从提摩太这卷书里面，我们看到，他亲爱的同工，也可以说是亲爱属灵的儿子。
And so from this book of Timothy, we see his co-worker and spiritual son.
在这个时间，他是在属灵上是非常的软弱的一个时刻。
It was a very low point for him spiritually.
他里面又胆怯，他又害怕。
And he was afraid inside.
他又退缩。
And he was drawing back.
他好像是那样的软弱。
And he was so weak.
所以保罗就写这封书信来鼓励。他的同工。
So Paul wrote this letter to encourage his co-worker.
希望他能够刚强起来。
Hoping that he would be strengthened.
因为他认为提摩太是他唯一心中所挂念的，就是他能够接他的班，能够接他的棒。
Because he saw Timothy as the only one who could carry on his work.
是保罗唯一的人选。
It was his only chosen one.
在他心目中认为只有提摩太能够接他的棒。
In Paul's heart, only Timothy could carry on his work.
他离世的时候到了，他离开这个世界的时候到了。
And his time to leave earth was here.
他所顾念的就是这个见证，荣耀的见证。
And so what he was concerned about was this glorious testimony.
谁能够来继续？
Who can receive?
谁能够继续下去？
Who can continue this testimony?
他认为只有提摩太。
And he considered only Timothy.
但是提摩太在这个时间又是非常软弱的一个时刻。
But at this time, Timothy was very weak.
我们刚刚念到第一章，我们看见提摩太甚至于就在为着主耶稣基督做见证，认为这是一个羞耻的事。
And even in chapter 1, we saw Timothy was ashamed of testifying of the Lord.
甚至于他认为保罗被关在监狱里面，这是一个羞耻的事。
And he considered Paul being in prison to be ashamed.
所以保罗在这里鼓励提摩太，他说我们今天所领受的圣灵不是一个胆怯的灵，是个刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
And so Paul encourages Timothy here that we did not receive a spirit of timidity, but of power.
所以他的就是意思说你应当刚强起来。
And so his meaning is that you need to be strengthened.
应该靠着神的大能。
By God's great power.
与我一同为着福音同受苦难。
To suffer with me for the gospel.
你不要退却，你不要害怕，你也不要惧怕。
Do not fear, do not draw back.
为什么提摩太会这个时间会那样的软弱呢？
And why is Timothy so weak here?
我们刚刚看见第三章第一节有一句非常重要的一个字，就是你应当知道，你应当知道。
But in chapter 3 verse 1 it says, you must know, you need to know.
你应当知道。
You need to know.
牧师必定会有这样一个危险的时刻。
There will be these dangerous days in the end times.
这个危险的时刻不但是外面给你的压力。
And these dangerous days are not just outward pressure.
不只是外面给你的一些难处。
Or outside difficulties.
不但是外面给你的很多的问题，难解决的问题。
Or outward problems that are difficult to solve.
并且是内部的，教会的。
But more importantly, it is inward, it's in the church.
教会要给你很大的压力。
The church will give you great pressure.
教会要给你很大的难处。
And the church will give you great difficulty.
教会要给你很多的问题难题。
The church will give you hard problems.
我想这是提摩太不知道的。
And this is what Timothy did not know.
提摩太不是没有经历过难处。
And Timothy is one who has experienced.
保罗跟随提摩太跟随保罗最少有15年的时间。
Because Timothy has followed Paul for 15 some years.
我想当然不是每时刻都是跟随保罗。
And although it's not constantly with Paul.
但是在四五年中间他常常同保罗在一起同工的。
But in these years, he has often co-worked with Paul.
所以他也像保罗一样经过外面的风浪。
And so he has gone through the tempest.
他经过很多的试炼，很多的难处。
And he has gone through the trials and
tribulations. 这些难处基本上都是外面给他的。
And these problems are outward problems.
是外面的。
Outward.
但是现在他所遭遇的难处压力那是教会内部给他的。
But now his troubles are from the church.
我们刚刚念的第三章第一节一直到第五节我们就看到都是教会的问题。
And from chapter 3 verse 1 through 5 we see it's all the problems in church.
教会里面有很多不义的事发生了。
And there are unrighteous acts in
church. 教会有很多不法的事发生了。
Unlawful things happening in the church.
教会中间有很多不圣洁的事发生了。
Unholy things happening in the church.
教会中间有很多虚假不实在的事发生了。
And falsehood happening in the church.
弟兄姊妹这些难处叫提摩太担当不起。
Brothers and sisters, these troubles caused Timothy to fall.
他觉得很意外。
And he saw this was strange.
他觉得很突然。
And this is very sudden.
是在他意外之外的。
And this is beyond his imagination.
怎么会教会会发生这么多的难处呢？
How can the church have such troubles?
怎么会弟兄姊妹会对他这么多的压力呢？
How can brothers and sisters give him so much pressure?
哎呀，所以他里面胜不过。
And so inside he could not overcome this.
所以保罗在这里说，对他说，在末世。必有危险的，你应当知道，末世必有危险的日子。
So Paul tells him, you need to know there will be dangerous days.
必有的。
There will be.
这一点都不意外。
And there's no doubt.
一点都不突然。
And this is not sudden.
这是意料之中的事。
And this is what we know.
这是必然发生的事。
It will happen.
并且这是个危险的日子是 越来越危险。
And these dangerous days will become more dangerous.
是越来越艰难。
Become more and more difficult.
是越来越困苦。
Become more and more troublesome.
越来越可怕。
And more and more fearsome.
不是外面的，是教会内部的。
Not outwardly, but inside the church.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道？
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
这里不单是对着提摩太讲的。
It's not only spoken to Timothy here.
也是今天对着每一个神的儿女讲的话。
It is also spoken to all children of God.
你应当知道。
You need to know.
你应当知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
You need to know there will be dangerous days in the end.
是必然要来到的。
It will definitely come.
你不要感觉到意外。
Do not feel.
你不要感觉到突然。
That is sudden.
你不要感觉到手足无措。
Do not feel you are helpless.
不怎么样的，不知道怎么样的应付，不知道怎么样的面对。
Don't know how to face this.
所以今天我就让我们在座每一位弟兄姊妹让我们知道。
And so may all of us here know.
我用三堂的时间同弟兄姊妹交通。
I will share with brothers and sisters over 3 sessions.
到底什么叫末日？
What is this
last
days?
这是圣经里面有特别含义的一个字，特别的用字，就是 last day。
These last days, there's a special meaning in the Bible.
所以我们要知道什么叫末日。
We need to know what is the last days.
我们也必须要知道末日到底有哪一些危险的事情会发生的。
And we need to know what dangerous things will happen in the end times.
是怎么会发生的。
How will they happen?
怎么样发生的。
How will they occur?
我们面对这些危险，我们怎么能够面对。
When we face these dangers, how do we face them?
我想这就是我三堂同弟兄姊妹要交通的内容。
And so these are the contents I will share with us.
我想首先让我们看见什么叫末日。
And first we look at what is the end time.
我们知道末日是指着从弥赛亚第一次的来，一直到弥赛亚主耶稣基督第二次的再来。
The end time is from the Messiah's first coming to his second coming.
这是很长的一段时间。
And this is a long period of time.
我们看见主耶稣来了，他道成肉身，这就是末世的开始了。
And we see Jesus came to earth as a man. This is the start of the end time.
开始了。
The start of the end time.
当耶路撒冷的教会一被建立，一产生，这就是末世的开始了。
And when the church in Jerusalem began, that was the beginning of the end times.
一直到主耶稣基督第二次再来。教会被提
All the way to when the church is raptured when Jesus comes second time.
整个这一段时间这叫末日。
This entire period is the end times.
在马太福音第八章我们看见有一句话有一段事记载就是主耶稣他来到了加大纳的一个地方。
In Matthew chapter 8 it's recorded that Jesus came to the Gadarenes.
这个地方我们知道有一个墓地坟墓
and here there was a cemetery
有两个被鬼附的人
and 2 demon-possessed men
这里马太怎么记载呢
how does Matthew record
这两个人是极其凶猛
and these 2 men were extremely fearsome
是非常的凶猛的
very fearsome
凶猛这个字原文那就是危险这个字
And this fearsome, this original meaning was that they are dangerous.
是非常可怕的，非常恐怖的这两个人。
Extremely fearsome men.
没有人敢从这个地方走过。
And no one dare pass by this way.
你要走过，你一定受到伤害。
If you pass by, you will be injured.
主耶稣那一天就从这里经过。
And that day, Jesus went through here.
这叫危险。
This is dangerous.
这个我们知道。从主耶稣的降生直到主耶稣的再来整个就是这一段危险的时刻
We know from the birth,
是非常恐怖非常可怕非常艰难的一段时刻
From the birth of Jesus to his second return this is a period of very difficult times
希伯来书第一章
In Hebrews chapter 1
在那里说神就在末世随着众先知多次多放的笑语立足
is that God spoke to our forefathers, the prophets, at many times in various ways.
他就在这末世随着他的儿子笑语我们。
But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son.
我们看见这里 last day 开始了。
And so we see here that the last days have begun.
什么时候开始呢？就是主耶稣道成肉身来到地上，神随着他的儿子在那里说话。 那就是末世。
That is when Jesus came onto this earth as a man, and God spoke to him.
这是新约的开始，这是恩典的时代的开始。
This is the beginning of the New Testament, the beginning of grace.
这个旧约我们看见，神是借着众先知在那里向以色列百姓在那里说话。
In the Old Testament, we see the prophets speaking to the Israelites.
到了新约呢？主耶稣一来道成肉身，神就是做他的儿子向我们说话。
In the New Testament, Jesus came to earth as a man and spoke to us.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with man.
他就是话。
And he is the Word.
就是神的话。
He is God's Word.
神是做他说话。
And God uses him to speak.
用姊妹，这叫 last day.
Brothers and sisters, this is the last day.
但是这个 last day 刚刚开始。
But these last days just begun.
若是你去看彼得前书第一章。
When you look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
在哪里说。
It says.
你们这些信的人并蒙神能力保守的人并能得着牧师所预备为你们所预备的那个救恩。牧师为你们所预备的那个救恩。
God will provide you the salvation in the end times.
这也是指着那个 last day.
And these are the last days.
但是这个救恩我们知道就是主耶稣来的时候的救恩。
And we know the salvation is the salvation when Jesus came.
这个救恩不是起初的那个救恩。
This is not the salvation from the beginning.
那就是因信称义的那个开始的那个救恩。
And that is the salvation of being justified by faith.
而是也不是说在这个前进的进往前进的那一个阶段的那个救恩就是魂的救就是我们改变我们变化那个 transformation
and it's not speaking of the salvation that our soul body our soul life goes through the transformation
一个是灵的救恩一个是魂的救恩
one is the salvation of the spirit the other is salvation of the soul
而是完成的阶段的那个救恩
but this salvation is that complete salvation
那就是我们身体得赎的那个时候
is that when our body is saved
罗马书第八章讲得很清楚。
Romans chapter 8 says very
clearly. 他说我们这有这个圣灵出结果子的。我们自己也心里叹息我们要盼望得着儿子的名分就是我们身体的得赎。
That we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
这就是在乎盼望。
And salvation is by hope.
但所见的盼望不是盼望。
But it is not an earthly hope.
所以还盼望所见的呢。
And so, what do you hope for when you?
我们既然盼望那所不见的，我们就忍耐。
We hope in what we cannot see.
所以这里给我们看到那个救恩，那个得救，就是我们最后我们身体被赎的那个救恩。
The salvation is the salvation of when our body is redeemed.
所以我们就看到一个是刚刚开始的那一个 last day， 一个是。结束的那个 last day 都是 last day
and so we see the last days in the beginning and the last days at the end it is all the last days
我们刚刚弟兄给我们念的使徒行传第二章
we read in Revelation chapter
我想这是彼得也是教会历史中第一次的布道会布道大会
in Acts chapter 2 the first gospel meeting
彼得在那里见证我们的复活的主
Peter was testifying of the resurrected Lord.
我们知道他们都被圣灵充满，按照圣灵的恩赐，他们说别国的方言。
And we know they were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues.
所以许多犹太的百姓看到很稀奇。
And so many of the Hebrews saw and were amazed.
他们都说他们已经被酒灌满了，吃醉了。
And they accused them of being drunk.
彼得就起来，他就说：“现在才九点钟，我们怎么会被酒灌？”
But Peter said, it's only 9 in the morning. How can we be drunk?
他就引用了这个约珥书那一段话。
And so he used the passage from Joel.
约珥说，神说。
And Joel says,
在末后的日子。
In the last days,
我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的人。
God will pour out his spirit on all people.
我们的儿女要说预言。
Your sons and daughters will prophesy.
少年人要见见异象。
Your young men will see dreams.
老年人要见异梦。
Your old men will dream dreams.
好，这里我们要停一停。
And here we will have to stop.
这是末世的开始。
This is the beginning of the end days.
那就是五旬节，圣灵降临，圣灵浇灌。
And that is Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came.
我们看见耶路撒冷的教会产生了。
We saw the birth of the church in Jerusalem.
这是一个刚刚开始的一个末世。
And so this is the beginning of the end times.
接下来他说
Following, he says,
在后来的 in those days, 就是在那些日子
in the last days,
他又讲到我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人
I will pour out my spirit on my servants,
浇灌我的使女
on women,
他们都要说预言
and they will prophesy.
我们看见天上要显出奇事地上要显出神迹
and we see there will be wonders in heaven and signs on earth.
我们看见有火有血有烟雾
there will be blood, fire, and smoke.
日头变黑
the sun will turn to darkness.
月亮变血
And the moon to blood.
这都是在大而明显的日子未到以前，凡求告主名的必然得救。
But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
我们知道这一段的记载。
And we know this recording.
这不是末世的开始，这是末世的结束的时候。
This is the end of the end times.
我们知道日头要变黑，月亮要变红，要变成血。
We know the sun will turn dark and the moon will turn blood.
这奇事在天上地下。
And we'll see wonders on heaven and earth.
我们知道了，说你看启示录第六章这一段的后面的一段记载。
And so we see in Revelation.
这是耶和华大而可畏的日子来到。
These are terrible days.
在约珥这个原文是大而可畏的日子，这个在这个使徒行传第二章是大而明显的日子，就是。耶和华大而可畏的日子。
This is the coming of the great and glorious day.
这是个审判的日子。
The day of judgment.
这是个羔羊愤怒的日子。
The day of wrath for the lamb.
我们去看第六章最后的这说，他们愤怒的大日来到了，谁能够站立在他的面前呢？这是最后的灾难要临到这个地上。
In chapter 6, we see that this is a great day of the lamb's wrath will come.
他们愤怒的大日来到，他们不但是羔羊的愤怒，也是神的愤怒。
This is not only the Lamb's wrath, but also God's wrath.
你看这个怒还了得，不但是神在那愤怒，羔羊也在这愤怒。
So not only God is in wrath, but the Lamb has his wrath there too.
这实在是个大而可畏的日子。
So this is a great and terrible day.
天摇地动啊！
And the heavens and earth will shake.
山林海岛都在那里震动，挪开本位。
And the mountains and oceans are shaking.
我们看见所有的星都要掉下来。
And all the stars will fall.
像这个树被人摇动，那个微熟的这个果子掉在地上一样。
And like the ripe fruit from shaking the tree will fall to the ground.
弟兄姊妹，这是末世的最后。世界的末日来到。
Brothers and sisters, this is the end of the end times.
神的审判要临到这个全地。
And God's judgment will.
他要审判犹太人，要管教犹太人。
He will judge the Israelites.
就是管教他的选民。
And he will judge.
这是最后一次的管教。
The last judgment.
也是最厉害的一次的管教。
The most severe judgment.
你去看撒迦利亚书第十四章、十三章。
You see in Zechariah, chapter 13.
全地三分之二的人都要剪除。
2/3 of the people on earth will be taken.
这个全地就指着耶路撒冷这个全地。
And this whole land speaks of Jerusalem.
也是指着所有的犹太人要被剪除三分之二要死掉。
And it speaks of the Israelites. 2/3 will be
taken. 这留下三分之一的愚蠢的民。
And there will remain 1/3.
他们要悔改。
And they will repent.
神要将那神叫人恳求的灵浇灌他们。
And God will give that spirit of seeking on these people.
那时候他们悔改。
And there they repent.
他们仰望他们所站的弥赛亚。
And they look to their Messiah.
就是他们被他们钉在十字架上的弥赛亚。
The Messiah that they nailed to the cross.
当时候以色列说：“除掉他，除掉他！我们没有王，我们就西者是我们的王，我们没有这位王。”
And that in the past when they cried, "Crucify him! We have no king but Caesar."
他们现在仰望他们所站的弥赛亚。
And now they look to the Messiah they crucified.
以色列全家。都要得救。
Entire house of Israel will be saved.
所以你看，神的愤怒要临到他的百姓。
And so you see God's wrath will fall on His people.
神的愤怒要临到那些不信的人。
And His wrath will fall on the non-believers.
提撒罗迦后书第一章讲得很清楚。
And Second Thessalonians it says clearly.
我们看见主要在荣耀的里面，在天上的火焰中，要与众圣徒众使者一同在荣耀里面显现。
That The Lord will manifest Himself with all saints in the fires in heaven.
他要报应，报应谁啊？报应那些不听从耶稣基督福音的人和那些不认识神的人， 他们要受刑罚，永远沉沦，离开他全能者的面光。
And those who did not believe, who rejected the word of God, he will deal with them at that time.
这个时候，神不能再忍耐，他的忍耐已经够了。
And at this time, he can no longer endure.
他忍耐整个全人类一直到今天，够了。
He has been patient for all humanity until now.
现在是他报应的时候了。
And now is his time of judgment.
他要审判教会。
And he will judge the church.
他要审判教会。
He will judge the church.
马太福音第十三章很清楚。
Matthew 13 very clearly says.
讲到国度的奥秘。
Speaks of the mystery of the kingdom.
他要叫麦子和稗子分开。
He will separate the wheat from the tares.
要把真的和假的基督徒分开。
And will separate the true Christians from the fake.
要把假的传道人、真的传道人分开。
And will divide the true.
他要把那些作恶的、叫人绊倒的，从他的国中挑出来。
And he will take away those who do evil in his kingdom.
把他们丢在火湖里面，丢在火炉里面，他们要哀哭切齿。
They'll be thrown in the lake of fire, where there will be gnashing of teeth.
他们要从义人、从恶人中间分别出来，把那些恶人丢在火炉里面哀哭切齿。
And so, from among the righteous, the wicked will be taken out, where there will be weeping and gnashing.
把教会中间的那个真和假的稗子和麦子到那时候就分开了。
And at that time, from the church, the wheat and the tares will be separated.
这是收割的时候。
And this is the harvest time.
他要审判敌基督。
He will judge the Antichrist.
敌基督要丢在无底坑里面。
And the Antichrist will be thrown in the bottomless pit.
我们看见他要审判假先知。
And he will judge the false prophets.
他们要丢在硫磺火湖里面。
And they'll be thrown in the lake of sulfur.
弟兄姊妹，这是末世要来到的。
And this will come in the end times.
这是大而可畏、大而明显的日子要来到。这是世界的末了。
Great and terrible day at the end.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？末世要约珥书讲得非常的清楚。
Brothers and sisters, you see clearly Joel says.
看到末世的开始。
You see the beginning of the end times.
我们也看到末世的最后。的一个阶段。
And you see the end of the end times.
所以保罗的一个时代刚刚是末世的开始。
And so at Paul's time, it was the beginning.
而我们呢，已经处在末世快要结束的一个时候。
And we are in the time at the end of the end times.
我们不但是在 last day, 我要说我们是在 last hour, 甚至于在 last minute。
And we are not only in the last days, but we are in the last minutes of the last day.
哎呀，太近了。
It's too close.
主即将要来到。
And the Lord will return.
我们刚刚念的这一段经文。
The passages we read.
我们看到启示录。
We see in Revelation.
你看这一段预言，你就知道主来的日子近了。
You see this prophecy, the day of the Lord's return.
就是第八位这个兽。
The eighth beast.
弟兄姊妹，你这里有没有世界日报？应该也有嘛，啊。
Do we have?
我不知道你看世界日报看什么。
The newspaper, World Report.
我每天都看世界日报。
I read the World Report every day.
我看世界日报最多20分钟。
About 20 minutes every day.
就是看这个新闻。
And I look at this news.
看这个世界的新闻。
I
看看世界发生什么事。
Worldly news.
看看这些预兆是不是越来越明显。
What's happening in the world?
感谢主。
Thank
前几天世界日报有一段非常振奋。应该若是你注意的话，你会很振奋、很高兴看见这段新闻。
I saw a piece of news, and it caused me to be very excited.
讲什么
？What did it say?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意、
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
你们家里订《世界日报》的
？Anyone with World Report?
你们都没有看，没有注意，只看见这些什么电影明星啊，有什么东西啊
？Or we pay attention to the celebrities?
弟兄姊妹，欧盟呢 ？United Europe,
the European Union,
在2009年，他们那个宪法那个 Constitution 将要在元月份将要这个实现。
In January of 2009, there will be a new constitution for the European Union.
他们将要选出第一个总统。
And they will elect their first president.
我们都知道，欧盟他们现在也是每6个月就有一个主席，他们轮流轮换的。
And currently, every 6 months there will be a new president.
但是这不是正式的。
But these are a temporary.
是代替的。
It is a substitute.
但是到2000年有了宪法，他们就要选出一个正式的总统，任期是5年。
But with the Constitution in 2009, there will be a five-year term for their president.
这位是谁呀？
Who is this?
这是第七个王。
This is the seventh king.
我们刚刚看到启示录第十七章很清楚。
We see
这里讲到七座山。
17 spoke of
天使解释给约翰听这个七这个七头十脚那兽的那个奥秘。
The mystery of the beast with the seven hills, the ten heads.
我刚才讲了，这个 beast 是过去有，现在没有，将来还要有的。
That was in the past, it's not now, and will be in the future.
这里讲到，凡是名字没有记在生命册上，在创世以前的，他们觉得很稀奇，他们不懂，不懂这个奥秘。
And those whose names are not in the book of life do not understand this mystery.
换句话说，所有名字录在这个生命册上的，你就明白这个奥秘。
In other words, those whose names is on the book, we will understand.
对我们基督徒来讲，这已经不是奥秘，这是个启示，已经揭开的启示。
For us Christians, no longer a mystery, but a revelation.
已经很清楚给我们解释明白的。
And we clearly understand.
对那些不信的人。
But for the non-believers,
有一天这个第八位出来的时候，他们觉得很稀奇。
One day when the eighth one comes out, they will be surprised.
我们不会稀奇。
But we will not.
所以我们看见下面一段就解释那个七个王到底是谁，七座山到底是什么。
And so next we see who the seven kings and the seven hills are.
天使解释给约翰看，五个王已经倾倒了。
The angel told John that seven.Five have already fallen.
五个已经不在了。
They are no longer.
五个王是谁？
Who are these five kings?
当然有一些有一种不同的解释了。当然我的解释也让弟兄姊妹做个参考。
There are different explanations, and so here's.
有人说这个七个王就是罗马的七个逼迫教会的那个七个王。
And some say these seven are the seven kings who have persecuted the church.
但是我认为是我的见解。
But my interpretation.
你可以参考。
You can reference.
五位王很清楚。
Five kings is very clear.
Nero is the first king.
Nero is the first king.
第二个王亚述。
The second, Assyria.
第三个王尼布加尼撒巴比伦。
Third, Babylon.
第四个王麦代布斯。
Fourth is Medo-Persia.
第五个王希腊。
The fifth king, Greece.
这个五位王都已经过去了。
And these five kings are in the past.
历史都过去了。
Their history is past.
第六位王还在。
The sixth king is still here.
那就是约翰写启示录的时候，他这个王罗马王还在。
And that is when John wrote Revelation. Rome was still here.
约翰被放逐在巴马岛上，就是罗马王把他放逐在巴马岛上。
John was exiled to Patmos. That was the Caesar that exiled him.
所以第六位王还在。
And so the sixth king.
第七位王呢，还没有来到。
And the seventh one has not yet come.
弟兄姊妹，谁是第七位王？
Who is the seventh?
那就是欧盟的戴伊利所看到的金银铜铁，这个铁就是两个腿，底下的那个十个那个脚趾，半铁半泥的，很清楚，对不对？
That is the image of the gold, silver, bronze, and the feet that is mixed with clay and iron.
这个铁是罗马过鲁马的。东罗马、西罗马这个两个铁两个腿。
The iron legs, the two legs, is eastern and western.
这个罗马的帝国是同那个十个脚趾是并列的，是连在一起的，有关系的。
And these ten toes, they are connected, they are related.
所以我们就看见，当欧盟正式形成的时候，宪法。总统选出来的时候，那就是第七个王要出现。
We will see the seventh king appear when the constitution for the European Union is set.
第七个王同第六个王是并列的，他们是有关系的，有关系的，都是罗马帝国分裂出来的。
And so the sixth and seventh king, they are related. They are all out of the Roman Empire.
我们知道十个脚趾就是罗马的 emperor 的 revival。罗马帝国的恢复，就是东罗马、西罗马，今天就是东欧、西欧，他们能够连在一起。
And so these ten toes speaks of the connecting of Western and Eastern Europe.
所以我们看见第七个还没有来到，第七个是什么呢？就是第一任的欧盟的总统。报纸说很可能是英国的首相Tony Blair.
And so we see
很可能。
That very possibly the first president of the European Union would be Tony Blair.
那就是第七位。
That is the seventh one.
第八位还没有来到。
And the eighth one is not yet here.
他要从无底坑出来的。
He will come out of the bottomless pit.
他要归于承认。
And he will be condemned.
那就是六六六。
And he is the 666.
他是同第七位并列的。
And he is connected to the seventh one.
弟兄姊妹，当就是说，假如是 Tony Blair。他是第一任总统，他还不是敌基督，那就是第二任总统，就是五年以后，这个敌基督就要出来了。
And so suppose Tony Blair is the first president of the EU, then the second one.
所以你看2009年元月加上五年，十几年了，14年，我们就看到敌基督要出来。
So you add 5 years to 2009.
敌基督一出来，但以理书第二章讲得非常的清楚。
And so you will see the Antichrist come.
第七章讲到的那个这个七十个七，我们都知道七十七那个预言。
And this is a prophecy in Daniel of the 77s.
490年。
490 years.
483年已经过掉了。
483 have passed.
还有最后的一切。
There are
什么时候开始最后的一切
？When are the last seven？
我们不知道。
We don't know。
我们知道。
But we know。
当敌基督出来的时候
，When the Antichrist comes，
这个最后的一切就开始了。
Then the last seven。
弟兄姊妹，你可以算了，有多近了
？Brothers and sisters， you can count how close it is。
欧盟是不得了的一个国家，27个国家现在。
European Union is now 27 countries.
但是你看罗马帝国的那个版图还不止这27个国家。
But you see the Roman Empire, their land is not just these 27.
我相信在这一些年间，可能五六年、七八年，你就看到有中东一些国家要参加欧盟这个集团。
And in these coming years, I believe that Middle Eastern countries.
你注意 Iraq， 注意 Iran， 都要在这个集团里面。
Watch Iraq and Iran.
哎呀，不得了，这个集团。
This
将来美国不能。再算是 super power， 在这个全球中间。
And the United States will no longer be a super power.
他们要让位。
And they will have to be replaced.
他们一定要让给欧盟。
And they will be replaced by
EU. 欧盟要成为全世界全球的 super power.
And the EU will become the super power.
很快你就要看到。
And very clear, fast we will see.
美国每况愈下。
America is going down.
我好几年以前同弟兄姊妹在那里交通。
Many years ago, I shared with brothers and sisters.
也是给他们说笑话。
And I was joking with them.
我说你们要投资，要买股票，买欧洲的股票。
If you want to invest, then buy stocks in Europe.
根据圣经，欧盟的经济慢慢要超过美国。
Because the stock of the EU will surpass the United States.
我们知道今年欧盟的经济已经超过了美国，六年来没有的。
Because we know the European Union economy this year has surpassed ours.It has not in the past 6 years.
我讲这个话好几年以前了。
And I spoke,
那时候这个欧洲的股票大概是3600不是3700块。一股。3700一股。
When I made the joke, the EU stock was about 3,700.
现在你看看多少钱一股。
And now?
6300.
6,300.
可能这两天又跌下一点，反正在6300左右。
About
6,300. 我很注意这些股票。
And I watch these stocks.
但是我没有买股票。
But I don't have any stocks.
那时候在注意我买股票，但是美国的股票在当那时候的好几年以前，大概是10,000多一点，11,000不到。今天好几年来了，现在才10,000多少，3,100多。
And our stock here has not changed over the past.
你来比较一下，欧盟的股票就涨了六七十了，但是美国股票才多少30%都不到。
And so the EU stock has risen some 70%, but American stock only about 30%.
将来欧盟的经济不得了。
The economy of the EU will be incredible. 它要控制
整个全球。
And it will control the economy.
弟兄姊妹，当然我不是在我们今天要投资，我们投资最好的是投资在天上。
Of course, for us to invest, we invest in heaven. 主耶稣
说，把你们的财宝投资在天上。
Invest your treasures in heaven.
那里虫不会住，贼不会得偷，也不会朽坏。
There the moths will not eat and the thieves will not steal.
虽然欧洲到了有一天，他们的经济要突飞猛进，在最后的七年中间，特别是开始的三年半。
Even though the economy in the EU will go through the roof in the last 7 years.
但是不管怎样，是短暂的。
Regardless, it is temporary.
我们看见 但以理书第二章有一块非人手所凿的一块石头，要把那个像砸得纷纷碎，就像夏天的糠皮被风吹散一样，这块石头要成为一座大山，充满全地。这是主耶稣的国度降临的时候，那个大山就是主耶稣的国度，他要降临。
And we see in Daniel chapter 2 when the great rock will strike the feet of the image and will shatter it, and the wind will spread the pieces throughout the world.
我们看见大巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了，倾倒了。
And we see that Babylon has fallen.
一下子变成荒场。
And all of a sudden it is desolate.
世界和世上的事都要过去。
And all the things on earth will pass away.
唯有遵循神旨意的人，我们永远长存。
Only those who follow the Lord will stand.
所以你看见吗？整个世界的形势预言都提醒我们，这是末世的最很快快要结束了。
And so the pattern in this world and prophecy show us that the end times is near.
大卫说：“主啊，我们如今等候什么？”我的指望都在乎你。
And David says, "What do we hope for today? My hope is in you."
我们的指望都在我们的主的再来。
Our hope is in our Lord's second return.
弟兄们，不但我们基督徒看到主来的日子近了，连不信的人也看见这个日子近了。
那
么世界的末日就快到了。
Not only Christians, but non-Christians too see the end of the world is near.
这个好几年以前有一个团体叫绿色的和平团体，就是这个环境污染的这个一个团体。
And a few years ago, Greenpeace, a conservation organization.
我们知道他们在这个土耳其的北面，就是亚拉拉山，他们造了一个方舟。你们有看见过报纸？好几年以前的。
In Turkey, on the mountain Ararat, they created an ark.
当然很小的一个方舟。
Of course, it is a small one.
这是一个表号。
It's a symbol.
就是他们说，今天这个环境若是不改善的话，就是 global 的 warming。若是我们不注意的话，几十年以后，这个地球可能就不存在了。
Because their warning is that if we're not careful, then our global warming and other influences will cause this world to be inundated.
它这个方舟表明什么呢？就是洪水要把整个人类都要毁灭掉。
And that is to say that the flood will come again to destroy humans.
他提醒我们
He remind us
世界末日要来到
The end of the world is near
我们知道挪亚的时代刚刚念我们念路加福音第十七章
We know when we read Luke about Noah's time
人子的日子降临的日子如何挪亚的日子如何人子降临的日子也如何
Just like the days of Noah so will the days of the man be
当挪亚进到方舟的时候洪水就把他们全部冲去。
When Noah entered the ark, the flood came and washed everything away.
鲁德的日子如何，人子降临的日子也是如何。
And so as the days of Lot, so.
当鲁德一出出动嘛，整个火就下来，把整个城就毁灭掉。
Because when Lot left, then sulfur and brimstone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，为什么神要毁灭所多玛、俄摩拉？为什么神要在挪亚的时代把整个人类都毁灭掉
？Why did God destroy Sodom? Why did God destroy people in time?
你去看看创世纪。
Look in Genesis.
不错。当时候地上充满了罪恶。
At the time, the earth was full of wickedness.
人所思想的尽都是恶。
And all the thoughts of man were evil.
还有一点。
And there was one more point.
耶和华对挪亚说，凡是有血气的人，他们的尽头已经到了我的面前。
And so, Lord told Noah that all people, they have come before my mind.
他们的尽头。
Their end is here.
为什么？
Why?
地上充满着强暴。
Because the earth is full of violence.
你知道美国现在20秒钟就有一件暴力的犯罪。
You know in the US, every 20 seconds there is a violent crime.
20秒钟就有一个暴力的那个案件。
Every 20 minutes a violent crime.
地上充满着强暴。
This earth is full of violence.
这还不是主要的神要毁灭这个世界人类的。
But this is not the main reason why God will destroy man.
弟兄姊妹，最主要的原因是什么？
What is the most important?
你去看看创世纪第六章，你就知道。
Look in Genesis 6.
你就知道这个时代真是神要毁灭的一个时代。
You know, this is the days that the Lord will destroy.
是为了什么？
For what?
创世纪第六章。
Genesis 6.
我们看见，当时地上的人就多起来了，生养众多。
We see that the people multiplied on earth.
我们看见神的儿子。看见人的女子美貌就娶来为妻。
And so the sons of God saw that the daughters of man were beautiful and took them as wives.
神说什么话？
And what did God say?
他说人已经属于血气了。
He said, man is a flesh and blood.
我的灵永远不在，不是在永远在他们的里面。
And my spirit will not be with them forever.
他们在地上还可以活120年。
And they will live 120 years on earth.
弟兄姊妹，洪水为什么要毁灭？
Why did the flood?
整个婚姻的制度被破坏了。
The entire institution of marriage was broken.
希伯来书第十三章讲得非常清楚，婚姻人人都应当尊重，床也不可以玷污。若是勾牵行刑的，神必定要审判。
In Hebrews 13 it says marriage should be honored by all and the marriage bed kept pure for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
婚姻的制度从创世纪第二章我们就看见是神 ordained.
The institution of marriage is ordained by God.
人要离开父母与妻子联合两人成为一体。
And a woman will leave her parents and be one with her husband.
神所配合的两人不能离开。
And what God has put together, let man not separate.
这是神所订立的一个神圣的一个婚姻。
And so this is a holy institution.
没有一个人可以破坏。
No one can destroy this.
神非常非常非常尊重这个婚姻制度。
And God really emphasizes this institution of marriage.
神为什么要毁灭当时的索多玛蛾摩拉？我们都知道 homosexual.
And so we know that the sin of homosexuality was the reason God.
神为什么要毁坏当时的一个时代的人类？就是挪亚洪水，也是为着这个原因。
And the same reason in the time of Noah.
你去看新约罗马书第一章
Look in Romans chapter
1第一个罪我们知道罗马书里面最少提到21种罪
Romans speaks of 21 sins and the first sin mentioned
第一个罪神提到的就是 homosexual
The first sin that is mentioned is homosexuality
在那里说神任凭他们放纵自己的情欲
And so it says God gave them over to their shameful lusts
女人放弃了他们顺心的用处变为逆性的用处
Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones
男人也是如此
The same way for men
弃弃了顺心的用处
Abandoned natural relations
他们彼此贪恋诱惑攻心他们男和男行可羞耻的事他们得到了应当得到报应
They're inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves a due penalty for their perversion.
这是神提到的第一个罪，首要的罪，最重要神最憎恶的一个罪。
The most hateful sin, the first sin that was mentioned by God.
我说你去看保罗的书信。
You see Paul's letters.
哪一些人不能承受神的国？
Who cannot receive God's kingdom?
哪一些人与神和基督的国是无份的？
Who has no part in the kingdom of God?
你去看看这些罪。
Look at these sins.
第一个提到的就是这个罪。
The first sin is this sin.
你们不要自欺。这个哥林多前书第六章，你们不要自欺。
In Corinthians.
你们不知道不义的人不能承受神的国吗
？Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God?
底下来怎么讲
？What does it say later?
凡事。因行乱的拜偶像的污秽的青蓝色的恋动啊这些罪都是这个 sexual immorality
Neither the sexually immoral nor idolaters nor adulterers nor male prostitutes nor homosexual offenders
你再念下去很多的罪但是一开始提到的就是性的那一个罪
Many sins later on but the first sin is that of sex
你若是去看以弗所第五章也是一样
And you see in Ephesians 5,
你们要确实的知道，凡是淫乱的、污秽的、贪心的，属于拜偶像相同的，都不能得到基督和神的国。
All of these who are greedy and deceitful will have no part in God's kingdom.
你们不要被这些虚谎的话语引诱了。
Do not let these words deceive you.
神的愤怒必临到。他们
Because God's wrath will come upon these people.
你们不要与他们同活。
Do not associate with.
你去看加拉太书，情欲和圣灵的征战。第一提到十五种罪，第一个罪也是淫乱污秽。
In Galatians, the first sin, conflict between flesh and the spirit is of sex.
这个罪在今天人类中间是看为最普通的，无所谓的。
And this sin among us humans today is seen as most common.
但是在神眼中看来是个最严重的罪。
But in the eyes of God, it is the most serious.
无论是在婚姻以前的性，无论是在婚姻以后那不正常的性的关系，都是神所憎恶的。
Whether it is sex before marriage or adulterous sex after marriage, it is all unnatural. You see the middle schoolers, high schoolers. All have many sex partners.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神必定要审判。
Brothers and sisters, God will judge.
所以你看到这些世界的那些光景，你就知道审判很快就要临到这个全地。
And so you see the condition of this world, the end time is near.
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意这些预言。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pay attention to these prophecies.
彼得后书第一章，彼得怎么讲的？
Because in 2 Peter, what is...
他说我们有确实的预言，就像灯照在暗处，所以你们要留意这树上的预言，在等到天发亮，诚心出现在你们心里的时候，才是好的。
You will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们要留意预言。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我们留意预言做什么？
To these prophecies.
让我们警醒。
So that we can be aware.
让我们预备。
So we can prepare.
阿摩斯说，你们要预备你们的心，好迎接我们的主啊。
Amos tells us to prepare our hearts so we can receive the Lord.
你们要预备啊，主要来了。
We need to prepare because the Lord is coming.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我。我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽，我是始，我是终。我必快来，我要照着个人的行为来报应他们。
Behold, I am coming soon. I am the Alpha and Omega, and according to your deeds, I will repay you.
要叫我们预备。
So we need to prepare.
这是世界末了的快要结束的时候。感谢主，我们也是最有福的、最有福的人。我们处在这个快要结束的时代的末了。
This is the end of the end times, and we are blessed people for living in these times because we will be blessed.
我们现在回到提摩太书。
And now we return to Timothy.
末世必有危险的日子来到。
There will be dangerous days in the end.
我们看见这个日子就是刚刚末世开始的时候。
And at this time, there was the beginning of the end times.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，那时候危险的时候已经开始了。
And at that time, dangerous days were already occurring.
为什么会有这些危险的事？
And why were there dangerous days?
不是，你看马太福音十六章，我们就知道。
Look in Matthew 16, we know.
主耶稣对彼得说：“你是彼得。”
Jesus tells Peter,
你是彼得。”
You are Peter.
You are Petra. You are Petra, 就是一块石头。Petra, 就是石头。
And you are the stone.
我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
And on this rock, I will build my church.
阴间的权柄是不能胜过他的。
And the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
阴间的权柄就是阴间的门是不能胜过他的。
The gates of Hades will not overcome it.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们看见，当教会一成立、一建成的时候，阴间就在那里震动了。
Brothers and sisters, we see at the birth of the church, the gates of Hades were shaking.
撒旦要用阴间的门要把教会扣在里面。
And Satan wants to use the gates of Hades to trap the church.
我们知道什么叫阴间。
We know what is Hades.
阴间就是撒旦的一个势力的范围。
And Hades is the operation area of Satan.
这个势力里面充满着黑暗，充满着死亡的一个地方，可怕的一个地方。
Place full of darkness and fear and death.
撒旦要把教会扣在这个阴间的门里面。让教会失去见证，让教会不能被建造起来。
And Satan wants to lock the church within these doors so that it cannot be built.
撒旦要千方百计地毁灭教会的建造。
And he is to destroy the church with all means.
他要千方百计地破坏教会的见证。
By any means to destroy the testimony of the church.
我们知道神永远的旨意，神永远的心意，神永远的计划就是为着教会。
We know God's eternal purpose and plan is for the church.
我们知道神最大的投资就是教会。
And his greatest investment is in the church.
可以说神把他所有的资本都投资上去了。
And his entire investment is in the church.
他把他的血，他把他的生命，把他的爱子主耶稣基督都摆上。
His blood, his Holy Spirit, his Son, he has put
them
all.
这是最大的投资。
This is the greatest investment.
是为了什么？
For what?
为了有得到一个教会。
So that he can gain a church.
这个教会能够成为他儿子的心腹。
So that this church can be his son's
bride. 这个教会能够成为神自己的家。
So that this church can be the house of God.
神能够在哪里居住，在哪里来往。
So that God can dwell there.
这是神永世的计划。
And this is his eternal plan.
现在很多弟兄姊妹不知道，不明白。
Many brothers and sisters don't understand.
但是撒旦比你聪明。
But Satan understands.
他知道。
He understands.
所以你就看到神历史历代所做的工，最终要得到的就是教会。
So through the ages, the work God wants has done is for His church.
神的创造为着这个。
His creation is for His church.
神的救赎为着这个。
Salvation is for this.
这是神唯一的目的，神唯一的中心，神唯一的计划。
His only goal, His central plan is this.
而撒旦呢？
And Satan?
撒旦所有破坏的中心就是也针对着教会。
This is the center of Satan's attacks.
撒旦所要破坏的就是神所要得着的。
What Satan is destroying is what God wants to receive.
哎呀，你就看见这个属灵的征战。
Then you see the spiritual battle.
从末世的开始。
The beginning of the end times.
这个征战就开始了。
This battle began.
这个征战就一直征战下去。
And this battle continues.
一直到教会被提。
Until the church is raptured.
不会的停止。
It will not end.
并且越来越厉害。
And it will become more fierce.
撒旦是千方百计地要毁坏教会。
With any means, God, Satan will destroy the church.
你看看整个教会的历史。
You see church history.
我们看见多少时候教会好像往下走了。
How do we see that the church is going down?
但是慢慢又上来了。
But then it slowly rises up.
我们看见教会好像被关进去了。
And we see that the church is like locked in.
但是不久教会又出来了。
But not long after, it comes out again.
有时候我们看见教会好像死掉了。
And sometimes we see it's dead.
但是感谢主，教会又复活了。
But then the church resurrects.
多少时候我们看见教会好像完了。
How many times we see the church like it's ended?
Finish.
It's finished.
但是我们看见教会又复兴起来了。
But then we see it's revived.
哎呀，从2000年来的历史。
So these 2,000 years of history, we see spiritual battle.
但是教会是建造在这块磐石上面，阴间的权柄是绝对、绝对、绝对不能胜过。
But the church is built on this rock, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
我们感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
但是有危险。
There are dangers, though.
有难处。
And there are difficulties.
有可怕的事发生。
And there are fearsome things.
保罗早已经警告预告了。
And Paul has warned us early on.
我们知道使徒行传第二十章。
We know in Acts chapter 20.
当保罗要离开以弗所的时候。
When Paul was to leave Ephesus.
他就召聚了以弗所的长老来。
He found all the elders of Ephesus.
他说你们要自己谨慎。
And he told them to keep watch.
要为全群谨慎。
To keep watch over themselves and the flock.
好好的照顾看顾这些群羊。
To care for these sheep.
他说我去了以后。
Because he says, after I leave,
必有凶暴的豺狼来到你们中间。
Savage wolves will come among you.
你们中间也有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱他们跟随他们。
And there will be those among you who speak words.
所以你们要警醒，要警醒，要警醒。
So be aware, be awake.
纪念我三年之久。
Remember my 3 years with you.
我昼夜在那里流眼泪。
Day and night I shed tears.
我祝福你们，劝诫你们。
I bless you, I urge you.
我把你们交给神。
I commit you to God.
和他恩惠的道。
And His gracious
word. 这个道能够建造你们。
This word will build
you. 他叫你们与众圣徒一同在光明中同得基业。
So that with the saints you will gain the inheritance.
所以你在这里看见保罗已经预告了。
And so here Paul has warned them.
他对着以弗所的长老说，将来一定有这些事发生的。
And he has told the Ephesus elders these things.
你们不要以为稀奇，觉得奇怪。
And do not be amazed.
这些豺暴的狼一定会进到你们中间的。
These savage wolves will come among you.
他们是外面披着的羊皮。
And they are wearing sheep's clothing.
他们是假的使徒，假的先知，假的师父。
They are false apostles and false prophets.
他要在教会中间翻江倒海，混乱你们。
In the church, they will confuse you.
但是提摩太却没有注意。
But Timothy did not pay attention.
当事情临到的时候。
And when situations arose,
他手足无措。
He had no, he didn't know what to do.
他软弱下来了。
And he was weak.
弟兄姊妹，我们是处在这个末后的一个时代。
Brothers and sisters, we live in these end times.
这是一个危险的一个时代。
And these are dangerous times.
一开始教会就有这样的危险。
In the beginning, the church had these
dangers. 你看见教会刚刚建立的时候。
You see at the beginning of the church.
你看见加拉太书第一章。
You see in Galatians chapter 1.
保罗这么讲的。
How does Paul say?
他说基督按着神的旨意。
That he says Christ, by God's will.
为我们舍了自己。
Gave us himself.
为了什么？
For what?
他为了要拯救我们脱离这一个罪恶的一个时代。
So that he can allow us to depart from this age of sin.
这个 the present age.
This present age.
就是现在这个时代。
And that is this age today.
这里不是讲把我们从罪恶中拯救出来，不是把我们从地狱里面救出来，不是这个拯救。
It's not the salvation of us taking us out of hell or sin.
基督照着神的旨意，为我们舍了自己，为了救我们脱离那个现代的那个。邪恶的一个时代。
But through God's will, Christ will save us from this present age.
我们看见加拉太呢，加拉太书你就知道。
When we see in Galatians, you will know.
讲什么
？What does it say?
我们看见那一个罪恶的一个时代，包括这三个方面。
We see that this present age includes three aspects.
一个是犹太的宗教。
One is Judaism.
犹太的宗教。
The religion of the Jews.
在干扰教会。
The religion of the Jews is interfering.
还有呢？就是罗马和希腊的那个外邦的世界。
And then there's outward world of the Romans and the Greeks.
这个三个方面就组成了当时候那个现代的那个罪恶的一个时代。
And these three aspects made the present age of that time.
这个三个方面都在那里干扰破坏教会的建造。
These three aspects were interfering and destroying the church.
撒旦就用这三个阴间的门要把教会扣在这里面。
So these three doors of Hades were used by Satan to lock the church.
所以保罗就写信给加拉太书。
And so Paul wrote Galatians.
就是提醒他们。
To remind them,
你们不要做这样个无知的人父你们这太愚昧了
Do not be foolish people
弟兄姊妹今天这个时代还是一样
Brothers and sisters we are in the same time
宗教
Religion
不是犹太教
Not Judaism
是基督的宗教基督教
But Christianity
那个传统的基督教
Traditional Christianity
我们还看见希腊的那些文化那些哲学那些理学那些小学
We see the ideology, the philosophy, and the culture of the Greeks.
我们看见罗马的世界，包括政治，包括经济，这个世界给我们的压力，给我们的引诱，给我们的迷糊。
And we see the Roman influence of economics and politics.
弟兄姊妹，我们就求主拯救我们脱离这个现今的那个时代。
So brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord to save us from this present.
不让这些来干扰教会。
To not let him interfere with the church.
来破坏教会的建造。
To destroy the building of the church.
破坏教会的见证。
To destroy the testimony.
这是一个末世危险，我们都应当知道。
This is the danger of the end times. We need to know.
我想时间也差不多。
And our time is up.
我们就在停止在这里。
So we will end here.
我想明天我们继续交通。
We'll continue tomorrow.
把我们的这些话，都能够存在我们心里。
May these words remain in our hearts.
让我们警醒。
So that we can be aware.
让我们也不要害怕。
So that we will not be fearful.
这是必然要发生的事。
Because these things will happen.
最危险的你不知道。
The most dangerous we do not know.
在这样一个危险的时代，那一个罪恶的这个现今那个罪恶的时代，你还不感觉到。
In these end times, in these times of sin, we cannot feel it.
这是最危险的。
This is the most dangerous.
有多少的教会，多少的神儿女就落在这个危险的里面。
And how many churches, how many sons of God are in this condition?
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
求主能够拯救我们。
May He save us.
为了他的荣耀，为着他的名。
For His glory and His name.
保守这个教会。
To protect this church.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们继续的仰望你。
Lord, we continue to look to you.
仆人已经把你所交托他的话已经说尽。
So your servant has spoken your word.
主讲得很不完全。
It's incomplete.
主啊，也不够明白。
And not clear.
主就求你圣灵自己在这里，你自己来来解释。
May your Holy Spirit explain further.
你自己来启示。
May you reveal to us.
将智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Give us a spirit of discernment and.
主啊，照亮我们里面的眼睛。
And enlighten our eyes inside. So that we can truly know you.
给我们智慧，给我们聪明。
Give us wisdom.
我们能够明白你的心意。
So that we can understand your will.
主啊，天地都是你创造的。
Lord, you created heaven and earth.
你说有就有，命里就立。
And you said there is and there is.
我们知道你的谋算必定成就。
And we know that your pattern will be accomplished.
你的思念也必定立定。
And your mind will be fulfilled.
主啊，这个世界世人的意念谋算都要归于突然。
And Lord, the ideas of this world will come to pass.
只有你的计划必定成就。
But only your words will be accomplished.
主，我们都是你手中的工作。
Lord, we are working your hands.
在基督里面已经做成的。
And in Christ, you have finished the work.
主啊，你是我们的父。
Lord, you are our Father.
你是我们的产业。
You are our inheritance.
你是我们杯中的分。
And you are our product.
你是我们的摇匠。
And you are
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
继续来塑造我们。
Continue to
继续的改变我们。
Change us.
继续的变化我们。
To transform us.
保守你的教会，改变你的教会。
Protect and change your church.
让我们正式长大成人，满有长成基督长成的圣量。
So that we can be mature.
Be like 不叫我们再是小孩子。
Don't let us be children.
重要人的诡计，是照异教之风飘来飘去。
To be deceived and to be blown by the wind.
主，让我们在你的真理上、正道上往下扎根，往上结果。
Take root in your word and to continue and
bear fruit. 用你的道来建造我们。
Lord, may your word build us up.
让你的道来建造我们每一位。
May your word edify each one of us.
少年人啊，
young people,
什么能够叫我们刚强？
Lord, cause us to be strong. 因为
你的道在我们的心中。
Because your word is in our heart.
我们能够胜过这些仇敌。
And we can overcome the enemy.
我们能够在这个危险的日子幕后，我们能够站立得稳。
And the end of the end times, we can stand firm.
主啊，恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
继续的拯救我们。
Continue to save us.
求你复兴我们。
Lord, revive us.
主啊，复兴你的工作在这些年间。
Revive your work in these times.
主啊，在这些年间，求你显出你的作为来。
In these times, show your work.
主啊，求你复兴我们。
Lord, revive us.
改变我们。
Change us.
你撑到永远，你的宝座撑到万代。
And your throne will go eternal.
是我们回转，我们就得以回转。
And you say we will repent and we will return.
你复兴我们，我们就得以复兴。
Lord, revive us and we will be revived.
不在乎奔跑的，不在乎定义的，在乎我们犯怜悯的神。
And Lord, you will cause us to keep.
求你按着你的大慈爱来怜悯你的百姓。
Lord, have mercy on your basin.
也是为着你的名，为着你的荣耀。
And for your glory and your name, revive us.
主啊，谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
愿这些话不突然返回。
May these words.
我们有回头的亮光。
Not be sudden.
这样祷告祈求。
We pray.
是耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.